Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: look after, look out, and look up. Now each of these phrasal verbs has the word look in it. Now look normally means to see with your eyes, to look at something or to look around you. But today we're going to talk about it in a different way. It will also mean to look at something as in to be aware of something. So we're going to take a look at these three phrasal verbs. For each one, I'll give you three sentences, and then I'll explain how to use that phrasal verb in those sentences and in other sentences beyond. So let's take a look at our first phrasal verb, look after. Now, look after normally means to take care of something or to be responsible for something. If you're looking after something, you're going to make sure that you take care and you are responsible for that thing or that person. So let's take a look at sentence number one. Miss Johnson had a meeting after work and asked Sally to look after her son Johnny for a few hours until she got home. Now in this case, Miss Johnson has a meeting. She's called Sally. Maybe Sally's a next door neighbor. She needs Sally to look after Johnny for a few hours. So Sally is not just going to look at Johnny or watch Johnny. She probably is, but she's also going to look after him. She's maybe going to make sure that he gets a snack or finishes his homework. She's taking care of him and taking responsibility for him. She's looking after Johnny. Let's take a look at sentence number two. Jessamine was going out of town for the weekend, so she called her brother Tim to see if he could look after her dogs. Now this is similar. Jessamine is going out of town. She needs someone to look after or to take care of her dogs while she's gone. Tim is not only just going to look at the dogs or watch the dogs, but he's also going to take care of them and take responsibility for them. So he'll feed them, maybe take them on a walk. He's looking after the dogs while Jessamine is gone. Let's take a look at sentence number three. Who is going to look after the arts organization while Samantha is away for the summer? Now in this case, Samantha normally looks after the arts organization. She takes care of it, or she's responsible for it. Now this could mean that she's the president or that she's the main organizer, but in any case, she looks after the program and makes sure that it runs correctly. So in this sentence, people are asking, while Samantha's gone, who's going to look after the program or make sure that it continues to run correctly? Let's take a look at our next phrasal verb, look out. Now, there's a few different versions of this phrasal verb, look out. The first is sort of a warning. To look out for something means to watch out, to look out for danger or something that might come to harm you. So it's sort of a warning. Let's take a look at sentence number one. If you're going to in the swamp swimming near Bladen Lake, look out for snakes and alligators in the water. So in this case, some people are maybe going swimming in the lake and someone is warning them, look out for snakes and alligators. Watch around you, literally look, but also be aware of snakes and alligators that might be in the water. So in this case, it's sort of a warning, look out. Sentence number two. Jenny's mom asked her to look out for any good gift ideas for her dad when she went to the mall this afternoon. So Jenny was going to the mall, maybe she was going to be shopping just for herself, but her mom has asked her to look out for, while she's going through the stores, literally look for and be aware of any good gift ideas that might be good for her dad. So while she's looking for things for herself, she also wants Jenny to be looking for things for her dad, being aware of things that would be good gift ideas, looking out for those good gift ideas. Sentence number three. Kara's older brother was always looking out for her at school, especially since she was only a freshman. Now in this case, Kara is a freshman in high school. She's young, maybe she's a little intimidated by the other students. But her older brother is always looking out for her. So he's not just watching her, he's being aware of how she's doing. So maybe he's helping her find her books or find her classes, but he's helping her and making sure that she feels more comfortable at school. He's looking out for her. Let's take a look at our third phrasal verb, look up. There's a couple of different versions of look up. One of them is to literally look up, to use your eyes to look up above you. The other is to look up information, so to research or to find out information about something. Let's talk about these different sentences. Sentence number one. James wanted to know how late the pub was open, so he looked up their number in the phone book and gave them a call. Now, in this case, James wants some more information about the pub, so he needs to research it. He needs to find out that information. He looks it up, probably in a phone book, to find the number to call the pub, to find out that more information. So he's looking up or finding out information about the pub. Sentence number two. After such a hard year financially, Jim felt like things were finally looking up for his carpentry business. So in this case, look up actually means to become better or to have a positive outcome. So Jim's carpentry business last year had a hard year. Maybe he didn't have that many clients. Maybe he didn't make that much money, but it was a really hard year. This year, things are looking up. Things are getting better. Maybe he has more clients. Maybe he's making more money. But in this case, things are looking up for him. They're getting better. Sentence number three. When the airplane came zooming over their heads, Jake and Sam looked up to see which direction it had come from. So in this case, Jake and Sam heard an airplane above them. They literally looked up to see which direction the airplane had come from. So in this case, they're using their eyes to look up and see where the airplane has come from. So you can see in all three of these phrasal verbs, the word look means not only to see, but to be aware of. I hope these explanations have helped you with these phrasal verbs, and I look forward to talking to you about more phrasal verbs in the future. Thanks.